Wake up, ECE, and be inspired. Hi, welcome again. This is the fourth podcast that I've done. This would actually be the last one. So we are here at Crispus Attucks High School, and I have a special guest, and she just happens to be my supervisor and mentor, Mrs. Meehy Smith. And so good afternoon, Mrs. Smith.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. So why don't you tell me a little bit about your current position and how long you've been in this position?
Okay, so currently I'm the Career Academy Coordinator here at Crispus Attucks High School. This is my second year in this role in our high school.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your educational journey that led you to where you are today?
Yes, it's a non-traditional route. So I originally went to school, graduate school, to become a perfusionist. I operated a heart-lung machine during open-heart surgeries, and did that for a very short time and switched into teaching very quickly. I entered the Indianapolis Teaching Fellows Program in 2009, and that began my education journey. So worked in a charter school, worked for IPS, then left for a kind of charter managed high school as well as the CTE director, and then came back into IPS for this role.
Okay, so I know that Crispus Attucks started out with a medical magnet, and so now why don't you tell us a little bit about the Teaching, Learning, and Leading Academy, and how did it come to fruition?
So the district, prior to me coming on board, the district were planning basically to create these career-focused academies. And they wanted each high school, now there are four, there used to be seven, but they wanted the four remaining high schools to really be focused in specific career-focused areas.
Okay.
And they used a lot of data from Department of Workforce Development and other entities throughout the state to figure out where the high-wage, high-demand career fields were. They used to have a teaching magnet program at various high schools in IPS, but they never flourished or they never stayed in one location. So when they thought about what could exist outside of health science, Crispus Attucks, which it was known for, they chose and decided that teaching would fit very nicely here.
Okay.
So that's kind of how the district placed the Teaching, Learning, and Leading Academy here at Crispus Attucks.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for explaining that. What do you find rewarding about having added the new academy?
I think it's just exciting because we can see all facets of news right now in the media, and there is a shortage of teachers nationwide. Mm-hmm. It's a profession that we're struggling to keep people in. Teachers are leaving. Not enough, prospective teachers are coming into teacher education programs. So I think the most rewarding thing is that we're building our own pipeline. Okay. We're a school district. This is what we do. And so to finally commit to that and commit to one location and doing it right and spending the right resources to kind of plant that and build it up, I think that's what's really rewarding. And then obviously why we're all here, just actually seeing what the students are gaining from these experiences, because they've never had it before. So we actually get to see it the first time. The great things they say from their site visits, the great things they say from their classes, what they're learning. You can hear them talking to one another. You can hear them in the hallways and encouraging their peers to take classes. So I think that's really what's been rewarding, that it's here now. We've launched it, but now students are really understanding what it's about.
Okay. So with that, on the flip side, what challenges have you faced since its implementation?
Yes. Anytime it's a first year, there's always going to be some barriers, some challenges. I think kind of a large scale challenge will always be, because it's new, how is our community invested? What do they know about our academy? That's always sometimes challenging as you launch and getting partners in and to really also promote our program. As we're building it in its first year, I think that's challenging. Okay. Consistency in staffing.
Yes.
That's challenging as well, because just we know that there are things that happen. So I think recruiting well, retaining, and just making sure that, you know, the staff is invested, that's also a challenge. And also, because we're launching this year, there's partnerships that we want to build and strengthen, mm-hmm. and really fitting what the right experiences are for the students. Although it is a challenge, it's still, you know, it's one of those things that we're still determined to really figure out and map the best way as we continue to build. So that's, I feel like that one is a good challenge.
Okay. Yes, mm-hmm. ma'am. So you kind of touched on the next question that I had for you, which were the strengths of having a program like the Teaching, Learning, and Leading Academy in a high school. But is there anything additional you would like to add to that?
Yeah, I think really a lot of what you can't see what the students are gaining are really life skills and also leadership skills.
Okay.
I don't think that's really explicit when we talk about the Teaching Academy, but it's really a foundation. A lot of the courses that, you know, are embedded are interpersonal relationships and child development. If all students could take those classes, because they're just great assets for a student to learn in high school, it gives them an awareness. How to take care of a baby, how to talk to one another, how to talk to an adult.
Yes.
Not in a school building, maybe in a professional setting, maybe in a clinical setting. I think that is just so much positive things that will come out of that. And I think that's really the strength, because even all students that kind of go through the courses within either pathway in ed professions or early childhood, they get that foundation. So no matter what, that they're always going to build upon that. So that's definitely something you can't see. And it's not really, like I said, it's just not explicit when you think of our academy, but that's really what they're learning. So to me, that's a huge strength, because then that carries on with them the rest of their life.
Yes, ma'am, it does. And I'd like to say for the audience to know that here, some of the courses that they have to take are child development and interpersonal relationships. If they want to go into either ed professions or into early childhood education. And so we really appreciate the relationships that we've been building with the students as well, because as teachers, we should build those relationships anyway. But some of the topics that we have to cover in child development and in interpersonal relationships really touch a lot of the students in places that you don't really hear in a regular classroom. And so you end up finding out a lot more personal information. And so you get to know your students a little bit more. So lastly, what advice would you share with another coordinator that was looking to stand up an academy like the Teaching, Learning, and Leading Academy at their school?
Oh, gosh. I think the biggest advice is to, we can't do it alone. So to really gather some great advisory board members, and you don't have to have them all at once at the table, because you always want to continue to build your advisory members, but start with the core group really invested in the mission of launching an academy, and have, you know, the right mind frame to how they can truly support as the launch happens. But that would be probably the biggest piece of advice. And really, with launching a teaching academy, is really find strengths from within your own district. It's built in. If you work for a school district, education, it's, like I said, it's what we do. So find partner schools within the district that will, you know, have an open door policy and want high school students to help tutor, to maybe give a lesson and allow them that space to also learn. Mm-hmm. But just for our students, the high school students, actually going into a different building changes a lot.
Yes, it does.
It, you know, it teaches different professionalism skills, employability skills, and it's a different audience than they're used to. So it brings something out of our students that sometimes we don't get to see until we give them that space and take them to other school buildings. So that would be my advice: is use what you have first, and then build upon that and find some great schools within your own district that will help build some partnerships and programs, and you never know what will come of it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate everything